Of the numerous Austro-Hungarian torpedo boats built between 1874 and 1916, around 100 of them participated in World War I. Some operated as part of torpedo flotillas, divisions, and groups alongside light cruisers and destroyers. In contrast, others were engaged in patrols, submarine hunting, mine clearance, or welcoming Imperial and Royal aircraft returning from attacks on targets along enemy shores. During the war, torpedo boats rarely used their main weaponry, torpedoes. Only about 200 of the 497 torpedoes on all surface ships and submarines were loaded onto torpedo boats. Austro-Hungarian torpedo boats fired 10 torpedoes throughout the war, of which 5 missed their targets and 5 successfully hit their intended targets. Torpedo boat 100M played a role in various actions, supporting Austro-Hungarian naval attacks and clearing underwater mines. It notably participated in the attack near Porto Cassini, near Ravenna, in 1916, against the Allied destroyers. The same year, it supported an air raid on Venice and Padua and towed a downed G3 seaplane to Pula. In 1916, it also helped in rescuing the survivors from the French submarine Foucault, which marked the first instance of a warship being sunk at sea due to an air attack. At the war's end, it was stationed in the Bay of Kotor and was later assigned to Greece as the Cydonia. Unfortunately, it was destroyed by the German Luftwaffe in 1941 while accompanying the ship Zakynthos. Torpedo boat 51T, also known as Anaconda, belonged to the Kaiman class of open-sea torpedo boats. The first of these boats was constructed at the British shipyard Yarrow, while the rest were built in domestic shipyards. Its primary role was mine laying in the vicinity of Split. In 1915, it suffered significant damage from a torpedo fired by the French submarine Papon near Palagruza. Later, it participated in patrol and convoy missions and was involved in search operations for the missing seaplanes A-15 and K-188. The exhibited torpedo boat T-1 was formerly the Austro-Hungarian torpedo boat 76T. It is well known for witnessing the sinking of the St. Istvan near Premuda in 1918. After the war, it became a torpedo boat in the Royal Yugoslav Navy named T-1. The Italians captured it in Šibenik in April 1941. After their capitulation in 1943, it was returned to the Royal Navy in exile and transported with other ex-Yugoslav ships to Malta. Following the war, the boat became a part of the Yugoslav Navy, initially as SBR-91 and later as PBR-91 Golsnica. It remained in active service until 1955, primarily serving as a patrol boat for border control. In 1959, it was used as a target ship and sunk at the entrance to the Bay of Kotor, not far from PBR 512.